brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by the Bose Headset 10. With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
Greg Lane reporting for AvWeb from the 2010 edition of Sun and Fun from Lakeland, Florida. We're talking with Mike Shiflett from MS Aviation, who has a whole suite of training applications and other applications for various mobile platforms, and he's here to explain it to us.
Hi, so I can tell you a lot about what we've got, some great new technology that's coming out. One of the things we have coming out is we're able to deliver all of our courses, private, instrument, commercial, and others, like universities, maybe they have their own SOPs, checklists, maybe their own internal data. We're able to deliver that on multiple platforms simultaneously. So it means we're able to take that data from online to an iPhone, to an iPad, to an iTouch, and the student can have anywhere learning. We say anywhere learning technology. That means that they could be at the beach, they could be reviewing a lesson. Halfway through, they say, oh, I got to go home. They go home, get online, it picks up where they left off. So they do that. Now, the other cool thing we have, the really exciting part is this, is we have mobile grading technology, which means that the student will go out into the airplane with the instructor. The instructor will have his iPad, iTouch, will have whatever he has for grading, or pencil and paper, and he'll grade out the flight. So, did a steep turn, did this right, did that wrong, did this whatever. And when the flight is done, all that data from that school or that flight gets uploaded to us. We then process that data, and here's the big surprise. Any flight school that's using our technology will get all that data will be uploaded, and we'll be able to see on a national level what's happening in the industry. We can see, oh, everybody had trouble with those steep turns today. Everybody had trouble with runway incursion stuff. And then what we can do is dynamically change our content, include FAA stuff, include other flight school data, and deliver that content back in almost real time. And that's never been done in flight training before.
What inspired you to put the flight training regimen basically the World Wide Web, or that sort of, is that the proper way to phrase it?
Yeah, well, this is what we said. We said for flight training that the days of the kind of phone books are kind of over. So if people were like looking around for a flight school using a phone book and then stopping like at a gas station to get directions on the phone book, on how to get to the flight school, that's sort of like yesterday's technology. And so we wanted to move off that platform and say, how are people in the next 2 years or now going to really want to learn? And that's going to be mobile. It's going to be mobile, and it's going to be anywhere learning technology. That's what it's going to be. So we hope that what we're going to be able to do is get this data, collect it anonymously, and then share it among all of our members and among perhaps all the nation and all the world in the flight training, and we can see trends and see things that are going to happen. What's happening in flight training now? How do we fix it before it becomes an incident or accident? And we can improve flight training on the way and deliver content in real time.
Thank you very much. This has been Greg Lane reporting for AvWeb, some Sun and Fun 2010. Thanks for listening.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the 9th consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2009 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.